Leadership versus management. What's the difference? Leader, manager, same difference? Right? Well, not really. Although these terms are used interchangeably, there is a difference. Peter Drucker, a well-known educator, said that management is doing things right, while leadership is doing the right things. Let's give some examples of the difference. When it comes to goal setting, leadership defines a vision and plans the future. Leadership has a long-range perspective. Management, on the other hand, executes plans and improves the present. Management has a short-range view. You heard that expression, can't see the forest for the trees. Well, leadership sees the forest. Management sees the trees. Leadership and management differ in the way they operate. Leaders innovate, create change, and they will ask questions such as what and why. Leaders always challenge. On the other hand, managers will administer systems and procedures, manage change, and the questions they will ask is how. Managers accept leaders' questions. What about their thinking processes? While leaders concentrate on people aspects of organisation and have outward outlook, managers deal with the technical dimensions of the organisation or job content. Leaders focus on listening, building relationships, inspiring, motivating and persuading, relying a lot on their instinct, whilst managers focus on planning, organising, staffing, directing and controlling, whilst following organisations' policies and procedures. Management is more like a science, whilst leadership is an art. The approach to taking risk is different too. Leaders are more comfortable with taking risks because they are concerned in fulfilling their vision, so they expect obstacles and accept that the path may be a thorny one. It's not uncommon for some great leader to have to overcome some personal life obstacles. For example, Albert Einstein, the father of modern physics, was rejected from college. A leader can turn problems into opportunity. Managers, on the other hand, prefer to minimise risk and focus on things staying the same. Where does the authority of managers and leaders come from? A manager gets their authority by the virtue of their position in the organisation and in relation to other people in the organisation. Managers have subordinates, those below them on the organisational ladder, and superordinates, those above them on the ladder. A leader has followers that they influence to work willingly for the group objectives, so their authority comes from their followers. A person becomes a leader on the basis of their personal qualities. When it comes to management on one side and leadership on the other, it's not a question of either or, but very much and. Both leadership and management are essential for organisational success. Managers are needed, leaders are essential.